another shoot, and my father used to run it at one time, and he employed a keeper, gamekeeper, called Harry Jones, and I used to go out with Harry. In the holidays, I often used to go out with him 2 or 3 days a week. He'd take me for a walk out around the woods, and he was good enough to bring me back as well. He didn't need to do it, but he used to bring me back as well. Mm. And he taught me to use a shotgun and all that sort of thing. But he used to come down most mornings at about 11 o'clock, and every now and again my mother would say, would you like a drink, Harry? Yes, thank you very much. And so he always used to have a drop of gin.
Oh, right.
So he'd sit at the by the kitchen cabinet in the chair with his gin on the kitchen cabinet, and so we would chat about, you know, gosh, this, that and the other. Mm. The one thing I can remember that he always used to do, though, once he'd finished his gin, he always used to take his glass over to the washing up, wash it all out, and then he'd get the cloth and dry it. And I've always remember seeing him go like that to see that it was shiny. And then when he got it properly shone, he'd put it down. Mm. I was up in Scotland after I'd come back from the West Indies. I was staying with a friend, and we went to visit another friend whose parents had a hotel. And I was told that the ghillie was out in the kitchen. Mm. I said, oh, do you mind if I go and have a chat to him? Because I'd like to find out how they organise themselves up here rather than, you know, I'm knowing about the old keeper. Anyway, we had a lovely chat. He was having a drop of gin. And when he'd finished his gin, he went over and washed his glass out. Mm. In that, he looked through it.
Good grief.
See whether you're getting nice and shiny. Mm-hmm. Oh, they must all be the same sort of
thing.